Podtacular Halo 3 Show, episode 79 for the week of September 4th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
Good evening, I am JVB.
And good evening, guys. I'm Laird from Sponsors vs. Freeloaders.
Good evening.
What's up, Laird?
Not much, guys. How's it going?
Mighty going fine, good. Mighty fine. So,
say some Papa John's, chilling.
Awesome. Do you have the breadsticks and everything?
Nah, buffalo wings.
Oh, spicy.
Double pepperoni pizza, man. Papa John's, best ever.
So this is the pizza show, so we'll be talking about pizza the whole episode, and on to some more pizza.
The plasma toppings are incredible.
Oh, God.
Sticky. On to... this is the Halo 3 show, so we're going to be talking about everything Halo 3 related, basically. What you guys want to see in Halo 3, what you guys think might be in Halo 3, what you guys think about possibly the plot ideas, the character differences in Halo 3, etc. So... we got double the amount of content we can actually talk about, so let's get going and get to as much of that as we can, and the rest will be in the show notes. So, but before we get into that, since Laird is here, we might as well do like a quick interview and talk about who Laird is and where he comes from and you know, how many family members he has and what his social security number is and everything else.
Now me and Laird, we decided that he's going to do a freestyle rap to all your answers. I'm going to do a beatbox in the background.
Sweet.
And my cell phone is ringing. Aw, man.
Who is it? Yeah, man, they can come on the show.
I'll be like,
turn it the, you got to turn it the vibrate, man.
Yeah, I got to. Once it stops ringing, then I'll... All right, there we go.
Nice.
I should have picked it up screaming, I'm doing Podtacular!
I'm forwarded to the Halo Podtacular voicemail.
Yeah, really. Well, talking with Laird here, tell us a little bit about yourself, Laird, and Sponsors Freeloaders and kind of stuff.
Sure. Let's see. About myself, I'm 25. I live in Canada, let's see.
Hey.
I work for Electronic Arts as a PC technician. I've been there for a couple months now.
Wow, nice.
Kind of got involved in Halo back in the day when Marathon was running in 99 or something like that. Played it on the Xbox all the way up until Halo PC came out. And then I ran into the Red vs. Blue forums and the guys on Red vs. Blue. Liked what they did. Someone made a decision about made a comment about no one could make a show like theirs, and so I took that challenge with a group of other friends that helped me work on Sponsors vs. Freeloaders, and it's kind of an inside joke. It's only really related to Red vs. Blue. We've kind of tried to expand on that whole thing and make it more enjoyable to other viewers outside of the inside joke at Red vs. Blue, but I just do a little Halo Machinima that anyone else can do on the internet, and some people like it, some people don't, but if you like it, thanks for watching it.
Awesome. And where can you find Sponsors vs. Freeloaders?
You can either find it at www.redversusblue.net or www.sponsorsvsfreeloaders.com. Either one of those will get you right to our site.
Awesome.
Nice.
So you're working on another Halo film too, right?
Just because everyone else there has been doing a Halo 2 Machinima or a Halo Machinima, I kind of sat down with one of my friends that I've known on another website. It's a 3D animation site called spacebattles.com. Me and this guy go way back. His name is John Webster. We sat down and said, what's something that the Halo community has never seen before? We read about it all the times in the books. We read it. We see it briefly in Halo cinematics, but you never really see the ships fighting and just going all out and having a real load of fun. So I sat down with this guy and said, hey, let's make a 3D movie with all the ships from Halo and make it really cool. It's called Halo Unyielding, and it's Fumo's in it, and so's Dalpex. They're both
Nice.
voices very briefly for some of the characters in this movie. It's going to be a 5-minute movie, and it should, don't quote me on this, should be out this September 4th, coming on Monday. But, I can't say for sure, but it might be out, and we'll see. And you can see the teaser trailer for it right now at halounyielding.com.
Yeah, I'm a
So
big
I can't
character
wait
in
to see.
that. I'm the comms officer, and I make a very important appearance. My line, I have one line. It goes like a, it goes, "You're on, sir." Thank you.
Hey, it's a Halo community project.
Exactly. Man, I would love to be in the next one.
Well, actually, they're part two. I'm writing that right now. The 3D part's gonna take a little longer, but it'll be premiering at a new event that I'm holding in my local city, world premiere at an event called Can West. And before it goes on the internet, it premieres there. So we'll talk after the show, and we'll see what I can fill you in, man.
I want a trailer with strippers and my demands will.
Strippers, naked women jumping on trampolines, car explosions, and gunfire—the greatest movie ever, right?
Exactly.
All right.
I don't
That
think that's
sounds like
for
Last
Halo,
Action
but
Hero.
okay.
Oh, sorry. We'll throw in Cort. We'll make it Cortana and the Master Chief and Sergeant Johnson. There you go.
Gosh. Well,
Yeah,
anyway, I've
that's
seen some of
awesome,
your
though.
collection of Halo-related signatures, photos, paintings, stuff like that. You've got quite the collection, man.
And so you want to know where I got all of it? How do I afford it, or where it all came from? Well,
How do you do what it is that you do?
what it well it, with my job, I just have a lot of money and a lot of free time, I guess. My
Nice.
lifestyle isn't that
Well, hey, if you
expensive.
ever want to
I
get rid of
just
any of that money and, you know.
disposable income. I mean, I only have.
Nowhere to go, man.
I don't have a girlfriend right now, and my kid lives with my former girlfriend. I just have a lot of disposable income, and a
There you
lot of my
go.
other a lot of stuff comes. I buy it, or it's sent from people from the community to me, like, or I just meet people at events, and we make either drawing can trades, or they just draw me stuff or give me stuff, and I do the same
Yeah.
thing. So
Yeah,
it's
we're
just
gonna
all
be.
a big.
Oh,
Sorry.
sorry about that. Go ahead, though.
Oh, it's just a big community kind of deal I got going
Yeah.
on, I guess.
No, I was gonna joke around saying that you and I are gonna be the best of friends.
Oh, hey, speaking of stuff, you want a Halo Master Chief? I got hundreds of those. People send me those all the time. I'll be sure
Oh,
to
really?
send you one. Yeah, man,
Oh,
I got like a
cool.
shipment like three or four the other day.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember I thought I won one we had like a little LAN party, and a friend of mine, he collects them as well, and he had an extra one, and I was in the lead and I lost by two,
Oh.
so I nearly had one, nearly. I've never been the same.
Dude, so you went to PAX, right? How was that?
Oh, it was great. I had an awesome time. I kind of arrived a little later than I wanted to the day that I got there, but
Can you tell everyone
we
what
ended up.
PAX is real quick?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. PAX stands for Penny Arcade Expo. It's done by the guys Gabe and Tycho from Penny Arcade. It's a video gaming convention. It's going to be the new E3 next year,
Yeah,
held
I
in
heard that.
Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
There was, I don't know, 25,000 gamers or something like that.
Yeah,
It
there
was a
was a
big
lot of
event.
people, a lot of people trying to make gatherings and everything there.
Yeah, just what happened at PAX for me. I hung out with Bungie guys for a bit, Red versus Blue guys, and just played games, man. That's what it's all about. Just hanging with the people and playing
Sweet.
video games
Was there
and
anything
seeing what's
new,
new.
like that's coming out, as far as video games are concerned? Or is it mainly stuff that's already there?
Or Halo's concerned. I don't know. I didn't see anything really of Halo 3. I wasn't allowed to,
Okay.
unfortunately. I wanted to, but even if I did, I couldn't say anything, right? But
Absolutely, absolutely.
But
That's good.
on the record, no, I didn't see anything of Halo 3. Let's see. New video games coming out. Guitar Hero Hero 2. A lot of people play that apparently. The new Splinter Cell game. I got to play that. It was pretty fun,
Oh,
actually.
really?
It, it, yeah, the new Splinter Cell game and the new America's Army. That's actually a really
Okay.
fun game I tried out there.
Cool.
Yeah, that's for PC.
It's going to be, I think it was for the 360 NVC. I'm not sure, but don't quote me on that. Because I don't want people sending you guys like angry email because, oh yeah, you didn't say it was for PlayStation 3 or whatever, right?
Who's that? I mean, I never heard of them. Yeah, so no, that's sweet. That's sweet.
Cool.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that, but it's so far, man. So I was
That's a
like,
whole.
I'm
Oh, come on!
not traveling
I
that
came down
far.
to J-Con last year and hung out in Orlando International Drive, man.
Yeah, could have
Well,
met up with our boy from Ojive.
that's right. Next year.
Next year, dude.
Yeah, you'll
I'll
meet the
come
both of
back.
us there.
Sure.
Yeah,
Halo
really.
3. Sorry. Let's move on to Halo 3, I guess.
So, moving on to the part of the show where we talk about Halo 3 and what you guys want to see in that. Thanks for that, by the way, Laird. It's
Yeah, no
cool you got
problem,
through
man.
this stuff. We got, man, we got, you guys really like to tell us what you want to see in Halo 3. And we got some really good ones here. And I went out and, edited out all the stuff that we've already talked about and don't really add anything to the conversation. So this is all new stuff we're talking about here, or a new perspective on stuff we've already talked about. And it's a
Yes,
lot,
it
and it's
is.
good. So let's get going. JVB, why don't you
All right,
start us
let's
off,
get
man?
it going. Sure. Decoded feedback. He says, number one, the number one thing on this list is a gun that shoots out sticky grenades, which kind of reminds me of something out of Unreal Tournament.
That bastard just
Also,
stole my idea. Sorry. Sorry.
and a lava or mountain themed level.
Okay.
Yeah,
So,
with
like, the
some
whole
kind of
level is
fire.
lava?
Kind of
Yeah, I
like a
can't
whole
do like
Lord of the
spawning. You're like,
Rings.
ah,
What a
respawn
whole
in
Lord of the
five,
Rings
four,
Mount Doom thing
three.
going on?
Yeah, right. Star Wars Episode Three type thingy.
Yeah.
Final boss battle.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they do have a mountain level. I mean, at least in Halo PC anyway. I'll go to the next one.
Go for it.
Noob forever. He says, it'll be real cool if Master Chief could run as fast as the book says he can. Yeah, that was one of the main complaints I had about one and two was the speed of in which they ran. It sometimes felt like you weren't running at all.
I know, huh?
And
Well,
these
I
guys are
don't think.
supposed to be super sprinters.
Oh, I know, but I don't think you have to keep game balance. I mean, if you're gonna have him run as fast as he does in the books, how I think it's like 50 kilometers in an hour or whatever the hell it is, you're gonna have him running faster than a warthog. I mean, I could see sprints, like if there's a sprint button, he can run for 5 seconds or something like that. But you don't want him running faster than a warthog or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the game turns into Unreal Championship,
I was just
so.
gonna say that, man. It's like Unreal Championship is like so fast paced, it's like maddening. It like gives you a freaking like blood clots
Oh,
like playing it because
forget it, man.
it's unbelievable. I like it. I play Unreal Championship too, and it's just that you're jumping all over the place, you're flying everywhere, and you're freaking running so fast, and it's like. You can't po it's like sniping on that. You have to be like outside the level or something because people just run up and like blast you away,
Or you gotta
So.
snipe someone who just spawned,
Right. And it's like at
coincidentally,
first
in
when people
front of you.
play Halo, I can understand how they're like, "Whoa, crap, man, I'm running so slow. What the heck?" But then like once you get used to it, you realize that it makes everything more balanced. It makes vehicles like actually important. It makes warp zones and things like that. I always call them that important in getting places faster, and just in general, staying in cover, and finding cover close by. So I think it's valuable.
No, it does. It does. It does its job. It's still the best multiplayer game out there on any console. So,
For
it's
real.
the speed works.
Well, you're up.
Okay.
Later.
Dr. 120 says, "Hey guys, if It's Doc, first off, some Halo 3 amazing. Halo 3 looks amazing. Sorry.
Halo 3 Amaz.
I'm sorry, I'm just gotta
Amaz.
translate. I can't wait to see Halo 3's engine, how Halo 3 engine handles, especially in multiplayer. I would like to see some huge maps, but accessible by all means of travel. Okay, sorry. Grammar's not
No,
that
it's all
great.
right.
Sorry, you have to bear with me, guys. Not like containment or waterworks, where it takes a few hours to get across the map, but maybe with a lot of vehicles, a garage full of some mad crazy rides, and an armory, and et cetera, et cetera. So you could literally take an entire army. I guess like what, like a pelican or something like that. You flip them all in the back and go for it. I'd also like to see Hang 'em High make an appearance. Yeah, some Halo 1 maps would be nice. Just with a much-needed upgrade. It would look cool in how they did Warlock and Wizard. It went from high-tech to jungle-ish, and then thousands of years went by. I used to hate Wizard, but now I love Warlock. He also goes on to say, I'd like to see another Spartan. I know that people say there isn't going to be one, but they should bring Maria or Jennifer or Kelly into the game. I guess that's some of the female characters from the books. I'd have to check my books. To mix it up a little bit, maybe even play grunts or brutes. Yeah, I'd like to play as a grunt on multiplayer.
Yeah,
Halo
that
3.
Would
I
be
think
funny.
you know, if you had like all the player skins or something, like you know, with the whole Xbox reward system, like say you hit level 10, then it unlocks the skin of a grunt or something like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Sorry, back to this game.
No.
Even if a bit sick, maybe even if multiplayer, but then it would be a whole weapons limitation based on game size. But seeing a grunt with the rocket launcher bigger than the grunt itself, that would be awesome. I gotta agree, that'd be a sight to see. Sorry, I chose one of the long ones.
You ever played 007? I mean, I'm sure you did for the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, Rare for GoldenEye. Right. Yeah, I played that.
Yeah, with a little Asian guy. Half pine, I believe.
Whatever his name is, he throws the hat.
In multiplayer, he was so tiny.
Yep.
And you see him running around with these big guns, so it would be something like that.
I remember watching that guy run around with dual rocket launchers, you know, and he's like, the rocket launcher, just like a grunt, like that's being described in this. Yeah, that would be fun.
Nice. Okay, well, moving to Captain Insano, who says, okay, I have a few things to say. I think guests should be able to have mics. So when your level 30 friend comes over and everyone is like, haha, I'm going to own your guest, he can get a Kilimanjaro and an overkill off them, and talk total smack. Also, I think there should be more community-inspired game variants already made into the game, like zombies, hide-and-seek, things like that. If Bungie puts them in the game, they can have it to where human automatically turns green when he dies instead of people cheating. Hope that makes sense. Also, you should be able to send your... he says you should be able to send your anyone game variants. I think send anyone your game variants. And if someone gives you party leader and the last game that they had on it, it should allow you to save that one. So basically, someone should be able to hand you not only Party Leader, but a custom game from their library.
Well, you have heard about that new Xbox 360 that's a public demo kit that's coming out for $100. I mean, I don't know if it's going to function with Halo 3, but you're going to basically be able to do that. You're going to hook this up to your machine. You're going to be able to put all your changed levels, modified levels up on Xbox Live Arcade for people to download for free. That's just what I've been reading about this new... I forget the name of the dev kit, but It's a public one that anybody can go to, like Toys R Us, Walmart, EB Games. Mm-hmm. It's coming out soon, and you'll be able to get it for, I think, $99.
Yep.
It's going to change the way things are going. I mean, this is like giving
it's
people...
XNA.
I've
heard about XNA, but I didn't know there was like a separate dev kit kind of thing for it. Is that part of like the whole like XNA full package as opposed to XNA Express and everything?
You'd have to look. I only work on the full dev kits at EA. I couldn't really say anything with the public one demos because I haven't seen them yet. Just what I've been reading online, man.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, XNA, in case you guys don't know, XNA is the system that lets you actually create video games for the Xbox 360 without having a special, you know, super high-priced dev kit. Yeah. So you can actually create games and test them on your own retail 360. Mm-hmm. And you can find that at, I think, gamerscoreblog.com has info about it, where you can actually download the beta of the XNA, Dev Kit Express, I think it is, that you can download now. You'll also need Visual Studio Express, and you'll need kind of at least a basic understanding of how games are made. if not
Exactly.
a high level coding background would be even better. But you know, stuff like that. At least, you know, whether it's super easy or not, at least it lets the community make their own games without having to make a real big investment. So I think that there's going to be a lot of good things that come from that. But
yeah, I'm really happy that Microsoft did that. They're showing that they're not just a heartless, you know, kind of like conglomerate monopoly on the everything. You know, they're giving people a chance to put their work out there and show they care about the community and stuff.
For real.
Exactly,
anyway.
And you never know what can come out of this. You know, somebody can make a great Xbox Live Arcade game. And,
yeah, man.
Exactly.
That's what they're hoping for.
Definitely.
All right, so let's go to Ninja Midget Shank. You did finish, right, Fumo?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, sorry.
Pretty much, yeah.
Ninja Midget Shank, he says, I want a plasma ping pong. I want plasma ping pong in Halo 3. This is a one-on-one extreme ping pong match between Master Chief and the Arbiter. They would use anti-stick paddles and a table to bounce a sticky, trying to stick each other. This would be an awesome climax to the entire game series.
Yeah, right.
That'd be great,
kinda
man.
Kind of sounds
for that,
like Tron. Remember Tron?
Yeah, really, Tron. Dude, that game was great, man, because like the light-up stick and everything, and it's like you look
That's
at
right.
it like, this game's going to be awesome, and then you look at the graphics, and you're like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I think it could be an awesome Xbox Live Arcade game, but not in Halo 3, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
just my opinion. I mean, you know, it could be like a goofy little Flash game or something.
Yeah, if anyone's out there that's played the Tron, I think there is a Tron Xbox game, if I'm right.
Isn't it Tron 2.0
I know
or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, Tron 2.0, like there was a,
yeah,
like
that was
a derivative
first
of that.
Xbox,
that was
yes.
Yeah, for Xbox mm-hmm. One. So if anybody's played that, let us know what it's like. I'm just curious.
You know what? I can tell you what it's like on the Atari 2600. I have
oh, my God.
I have
yeah,
a Tron Deadly
thing, right?
Disc. Yeah, pretty much.
That was bad.
The coolest game on the... Exactly.
Oh, man, I don't remember that.
Yes, we're old.
Oh, man. That reminds me of the Pole Position song now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Back when
the
I
old
was
gamer
like on
show.
Top. Yeah, right?
Okay, why don't you do the next one, too?
All right.
That was short.
MC Keegan, WRX, Subaru. That's the car. Anyway, I would love to hear the ideas that you and your co-hosts have for Halo-related games of different types. Bungie has stated that Halo 3 is the last game of the story arc, which leaves other game types with other story arcs available for development. How well do you and your co-host think the Halo story could relate to other game types like RTS or RPGs? Would you even like to see Halo-related games gravitate away from the first-person shooter style? Well, for those of us that remember some of the original Halo history, Bungie, they made the Myth series, and Halo was supposed to be a strategy game.
Yeah, I remember.
And then they changed it to
videos.
Third person, and you know, they experimented with the whole concept, and finally it became a first person shooter. So it's not out of Bungie's realm to if they wanted to make a real time strategy game out of Halo. I mean, they've done it with Star Wars. Star Trek, so I mean, I would actually like to see something like that.
Yeah.
If I was Bungie and I was gonna do another game, personally, I'd do it like an RTS kind of thing where you start off as like you can choose human or UNSC or Covenant, and you start off as the lowest level and you work your mm-hmm. way up, and then you can build a character. Like say you wanted to start as an elite, fine, but you know you're the crappiest elite out there. You know you gotta earn your experience points. And then I just like to see a game out there, you know, where it's like side, it doesn't involve the Master Chief, but it shows like different side stories in the Halo universe.
Exactly.
Kind of like, I guess, the Halo graphic novel or something like that, you know.
Yeah, like you can, they can answer a lot of the story holes that have been left throughout the story. And you can play something that's going on during Halo and Halo 2 and Halo 3.
Personally, I'd like to see them, if they were going to do something like that, I'd like to see them go back to, like in the books, you remember the Battle of Harvest, like the first time you run into the Covenant and things like that. I'd like the game to
Yes.
be set in that area, the early years of the war, you know, where the Spartans are still there. They had Spartans, but they were the ones from that I Love Bees kind of
Yeah, that was a great
the
story,
radio
man.
drama. Yeah. You
That
know,
was such a
before
great
they got the
story.
Uber armor and all that, you know, back in the day. Like to
Yeah, the
see
Spartans
Halo.
1.0, 1.0, I believe
Yeah,
they
that's
were
right.
called.
Yeah, that's right. Just
And they're
back in the
just
day,
regular.
you know, of how it was.
Sounds
Yeah,
cool.
that would be sweet. Even if
So I
they
guess
did
you're.
like a BioShock type game of Halo, you know,
Yeah.
something, you know. There's a lot of possibilities out there.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody can do it, it's Bungie.
So I guess I'm up on the next one.
You're up.
All right. All right. Spartan Hugger 44 says in Halo 3, I want to be able to ride on the take like Halo. Hey, ride on the. I guess he means a tank. Sorry,
Yeah,
like in
that's what I'm
Halo.
thinking,
I also want to see
yeah.
a guidable rocket launcher type thing. Well, there is a guidable rocket launcher type thing in Halo PC. It's section on the block. Back of the Warthog in that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think I meant to delete that one. Okay, on to the
All right. I was just gonna say. Well, I actually like the idea of you can carry people on the tank in Halo 1, but personally, I think if you're gonna do that, there should be like little armor pieces that you can flip up and hide behind or something like
Right.
that.
Yeah, because imagine all the free kills you're gonna get.
It's like,
Yeah.
you
You
know,
just
it's like putting crazy glue in your butt and like sticking yourself to the side of a warthog. I mean, what's the di- you're just making yourself like wide open to attack, dude.
Yeah.
Because then you gotta sit there and you gotta wait for your exit animation for you to get off the warthog, you
Yep.
know,
Where the
and you're like
hell did
trying to
that
pull the
come
crazy
from,
glue
dude?
off and everything, and you know, getting your knife out and trying to cut your butt off your pants.
You
Well,
sound angry, Fumo. You sound like you've done that
and
before.
then you're trying to cut your butt off and you're like, stupid butt, it won't cut off, and
Got one butt smaller than the other, and I gotta
well,
wear
he
special underwear.
dang
All
it,
right.
cut my butt, man, it's horrible.
I can't go swimming. Anyway.
Anyway, bad memories,
Sorry.
bad memories.
Vietnam
Yeah,
flashbacks.
really. Back in Nam, man. It was bad. I can't tell you about it.
Okay. Sorry, he continues to go on. Sorry, Spartan 40, or Spartan Hugger 44 also says in Halo 3, I can see the elites, grunts, hunters, and grunts. Yeah, he said grunts and grunts joining the humans.
Definitely the grunts.
He said grunts and grunts. So I'm just reading. I guess it means
And
the
hunters and
brutes.
elites and
hunters.
humans
Yeah,
and
all that stuff.
hunters.
I'm just reading what it says, including the Arbiter, or separating into separate factions. If they separate into factions, the Master Chief would have the option of doing side missions for them and try and get them to join. Kind of, I guess, kind of like Grand Theft Auto. You know, you gotta be cool with the gangs or something like that. You know, you run side
Yeah.
missions
Go
off to
rob a
the
gas
side.
station.
Exactly. Sorry.
Give me your money.
We need the sacred orb of power.
He'd
You
also like
must
to
quest to
see.
this castle and destroy the evil dragon at the top.
Oh, God. Isn't that a different game genre?
Sounds like Shrek, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
He goes on to say something about grenade types. When the grenade explodes, he'd like to see bits of shrapnel sticking to the rock and dirt and rocks being kicked up. I'd also like to see the Master Chief being able to use a type of stealth mode to sneak up upon an unsuspecting victim and break their neck. You know what? That'd kind of be cool, tell you the truth. You just walk up to a grunt, you pick him up by the throat, and you could either turn him around and you just go, you wave at him, and then you snap his head, drop him down. I don't know. That
Wave at
just would
him.
just
Wave
something
at
cool
him.
like that.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hello.
How are
Sorry.
you? How are you? I'm going to protect your
John
back.
Kimball.
Then he goes, God.
A cop, you idiot.
I'm going to break your neck, and you're going to like it.
Who's your daddy, and what does he do?
Sorry, there's just a little more. I'll try and get through this quickly. Then he
Okay, here we
goes,
go.
to use the D-pad to give the commands to Marines, like, get in the hog, follow me, kind of, I guess, kind of like Counter-Strike, you know, Roger that, kind of affirmative. I guess sort of like Republic Commando, you can tell them what to do.
A real
Special op
championship, yeah.
Marines on Delta Halo, you know, the ones with the helmets and dark armor. Yeah, they're called ODSTs, just for people that know. They have knives on their backpack type things on their back, so it would make sense you could be able to tell them what to do with a slot like a grenade. And I think that'd be cool if you could control the Marines, because they are pretty dumb in Halo 1 and 2. You know, the ones that walk up to you, you give them the rocket launcher, and you're, like, going to save them, and they shoot you right in the back, and you die. Yeah. Here's hoping, Bungie, that the Marines don't shoot you in the back for anybody that's might be listening.
Yeah, but the thing I want to know is, if you're giving the player too much responsibility, would that turn off some people? Because, I mean, Halo fans are very finicky. I mean, you saw what happened with Halo 2. They try to change things a little bit, and people started complaining.
Right.
If there's too much tactical, you know, like, you got to think too much. I mean, do you think that would turn off certain gamers? I mean, certain fans to the series.
Maybe you could set it so that if you're setting it to, like, easy, normal, you know, then those commands don't pop up. But when you go into, say, heroic mode or you know, legendary, then those options would become available. You know, maybe for the casual player who's playing, like, you know, regular all the time or normal difficulty. You know, the Marines can do their thing. But, I mean, I know I sure as hell hate it when Sergeant Johnson, when we're playing on Sniper Alley, he's just picking off the stupid elites, and there's like 35 Sniper Jackals just sitting there blasting me as soon as I come around the corner. You know, like three of them hit me at the same time. If I could have Johnson, because he's invincible, just stand there and be my human shield, and I'll duck behind him or something like that and pick him off, you know, that'd be great. Like, you know, you could say with your joystick, you aim in the general direction you want this guy to cover with this sniper rifle, and then he'll just sit there and duck back and forth. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, no,
I'm
it would add a lot of depth to the game.
Like, I mean, you could have three simple commands. Your group of Marines could be like, go here, stay here, and cover here, you know, something
and
like
attack
that.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not. And you could have like a little curse where you can point them to a certain direction and stuff like that. Kind of like Ghost Recon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was trying to say, but not say that.
I kind of like how Brothers in Arms does it, because you can actually, you don't need all these, like, to remember which different directions or different commands and remember your commands and how to command them and stuff like that. You just point to an area, and it's context sensitive. So it's just like you hold the left trigger and point to an area, and an icon comes up based on what's at that area. If it's an enemy, it's either shoot them or, you know, there's different commands for like break it up or assemble here or something like that. But if you're pointing your icon at someone and you're holding the left trigger, it's context sensitive. Basically, you're either moving there and, you know, moving to that area, or you're, if it's an enemy, you're firing on them and you're trying to suppress them so that someone else can get around them. So I think context sensitive makes a lot of sense, you know, because you combine commands of and simplify the whole thing instead of, like, Unreal Tournament has the same kind of thing, Unreal Championship 2, rather, where you have multiple different commands you can give your AI teammates. You can say, you know, cover me, you know, come back to base or whatever it is. There's like three or four, and I don't freaking know what they are. And I don't have, I mean, it would take a lot of time, especially since everything, even in single player, is basically a deathmatch or something similar to that. So, I mean, considering how fast the action is and there's people flying all over the place and shooting freaking gigantic explosive things at you all the time, I don't have time to sit there and be like, let's see, which one is it? Is it command them to go here? Is it command them to guard the base or get the flag? Or you know, I'm sitting there going through the things and all of a sudden, you know, hit shot.
Let me look at the manual.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to, like, run all our guys into the bomb.
I was just trying to make sure they were guarding the flag instead of coming and covering me, and I just want to make sure they...
Anyway. Okay, moving on to Midnight, who says, I'd like the ability to place or set down grenades where you're standing or near yourself. Not to have them blow up. That would just aid griefers. But to be able to pile up grenades for later use. Make a nice grenade pyramid. This would really open up exploration possibilities without having to herd Marines around you, like you have to now, or having to kill each other in co-op just to pile grenades. Think of the grenade piles you can make just by gathering them and placing them whatever you want. You can make them into an elephant. You can make them into a monkey.
Why do I get the bad image in my head that people are just going to make movies about, I just took a dump up behind the base or something like that.
Yeah, right. Every machinima is going to have a dump scene. You know?
That's right.
Pile of grenades.
One way you could do it could be hold down the switch grenade button and then pull the grenade trigger. This would make you drop all of whichever type of grenade you have selected. This option could also open up other possible tactics, such as setting up an artillery-like location, where one guy is just chucking grenades from a strategic location while his teammate supplies him with the grenades. The bummer here, of course, would be if you're sitting on a pile of grenades while you're throwing them. One enemy frag could be disastrous. I'd also like to have the ability to dual-wield the energy shield with other weapons. I've heard this mentioned before, but that what wasn't mentioned was what I think would be the most obvious combo, the energy shield and the energy sword. I think this would even out some sword battles out there, because right now, it's really just who pulls the trigger first. It'd be nice to have a feasible way to block the sword. And think of the new game types, medieval tournaments and the like, Halo jousting, etc., etc.
I don't know, but that whole being able to hold the sword and a shield, it just kind of make it too unbalanced. I mean, think about it. If the guy doesn't have a plasma pistol and a battle rifle, fine, you know. If he does, that's great. He can take out the shield and kill you right away. But if he's only got like two SMGs and you've got a shield that can't be stopped by SMG fire, you can't take it down, and the sword, you're just going to walk up to the guy and stab him right through the shield or something like that.
Exactly.
If there's more than one set of shield and swords per level, just like there's more than one sniper usually, you know, if both teams or one team gets both sets, then you're really kind of screwed, you know. Let's go for the flag. Just get behind the guys with the swords and the shields.
Yeah.
Riot gear, you know. Riot escorts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't want to make things too unbalanced.
Right. And honestly, on the grenade thing, I think it's a cool idea for glitchers, but, that's just yet another option that most people would not use that has this weird ammo cache thing that you set up, like, okay, I'm going to set up a bunch of explosives over here, so shoot a rocket at it, you know, shoot a rocket at all the grenades. I don't know, I just think it's a little weird, because I don't think people would do that, like, in the army, you know? I'm going to put a bunch of grenades down over here and shoot the grenade pile.
Maybe in the Canadian army.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
send your moose over here and make him explode.
Hey, we've got the greatest army in the world, all three of them.
Oh,
tough, man.
All right, let's go to Cal's Rules, my boy. Hi, this is Cal's Rules. Hello, Cal.
Hey.
I've recently been listening to the Halo 3 episodes. Re-listening. Sorry about that. And I don't understand. Here is what I mean. People want the sniper rifle to be more realistic. Why? We are far in the future, and you're a 7-foot-tall monster. There is no need for this game to touch reality. I think the sniper rifle is perfect the way it is now. I want to see new guns in Halo 3, but I don't want to see the assault rifle. I want guns that take skill, a.k.a. pistol or battle rifle. People say the pistol is unbalanced or broken. I don't find this to be true at all. Yes, it can shoot far. Yes, it's a pistol. But we are in the future. If you can consistently three shot with a Halo 1 pistol, you are incredible. I have no idea what is that, but I'm sure one of you guys can tell me. I don't want to see more vehicles like a human ghost or a pelican. Yes, I wouldn't mind it, but I wouldn't like it. I also don't want bots. If you have played Super Smash Brothers or any other game with bots, you can see that they do stupid stuff no matter how smart the AI is. They wouldn't play like a normal smart human player. I've seen human players who are as dumb as a rock. Anyway, but I'm sure that not everyone agrees with me. I want Halo 3 to be a super competitive game. I don't want to see rockets. I don't want to see vehicles. I don't want giant parties on huge maps. I want balanced 10-person maps. Well, I'll say that 100 times. With guns that take skill to use and spawns that don't suck. But one thing I wouldn't mind having is the return of health packs. And then FumoJive writes down here, so, a formless void with health packs. Nice.
You know what this reminds me of? It sounds like a game. I'm just trying to remember the name of it. Oh, yeah, it's called Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter.
You know what it reminds me of? Like that movie, The Neverending Story, where there was that thing that was like enveloping everything called the Nothing. So like everybody's fighting in the Nothing, and it's like everywhere, and there's just like an empty plane in every direction, except they have health packs.
Yeah, I have to agree with this whole sniper rifle thing, but I'll have to say the Halo 1 sniper rifle is what I'd really have preferred on a map like Waterworks. I want my friggin' night vision back. Yeah. Waterworks with the night vision scope from the Halo 1 sniper rifle, that would be great because you'd be able to see where the guys are. Mm-hmm. I understand, you know, that's the whole point of Waterworks, but I mean, there should be some kind of vision enhancement instead of just guessing where the guy possibly is.
Exactly.
But the whole thing on the Halo 3 pistol, it should be kind of maybe an unlockable pistol or something like that, because it's a special forces pistol. Like, you're not going to get a mini Uzi kind of thing, you know, with like a scope and like that. If you're in the regular armed forces, you're just going to get your standard 9mm, you know, Beretta. You're not going to get like a Desert Eagle with like, you know, exploding bullets and stuff. I mean, it has to be, according to the question, this guy wants it to be realistic and balanced. So you have to remember that there are specialty pistols and regular issue pistols. Mm-hmm. And the Magnum pistol is where it's at. That's the regular pistol. Halo 1, exactly. The Pillar of Autumn was a special ship with a special crew and Spartans. It was completely specialized. That's the reason the Halo 1 pistol is there, and it shouldn't be anywhere else unless they're special forces. Yeah. And I know I said special, 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 and special, so it makes it a really special gun.
Special.
It's Halo 3, be special.
Desert Storm. It's realistic.
I mean, you know, technically, when you're in the service, your pistol is almost the last line of defense for you.
Right.
And where your knife is the last one. You know,
exactly. So since they didn't put knives, they got a little pistol.
Yeah.
And the Halo 1 pistol, I mean, the reason why Halo 1 was so balanced was because if you didn't have a sniper rifle, you could still use your pistol, which was your default weapon, and you could take out a sniper. So that would have been hell in online play.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, got to keep and it somewhat balanced.
And he doesn't want to see more vehicles. Well, you know, there is, I'd just like to see one addition to it. You know, I'm tired of flying the Banshee. I'd like to see human, like in some of the Halo PC maps or the CE PC map, they have a human vehicle that was created. It's called the Wasp. It's basically, it's just a flying mini bike kind of thing. Like it's got a windshield, two wings, and a jet engine on the back. You hop on it, it's got two machine guns and a rocket launcher. I think cool. I'd like to see that in Halo. Like you can't carry an extra passenger. It's like the Ghost, but it flies, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they also need one or two mass transportation vehicles. That, you know,
definitely.
You're talking about the Pelican. Or
not necessarily. I mean, but the Pelican would be nice. I mean, but I mean that would be the most obvious answer. But there might be another thing that they put in there, whether it be like a new vehicle or whether it be like the extended Warthog, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or the Albatross that's crashed on Relic or whatever it is.
Right. Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
whatever makes it balance.
I mean, if they're saying it's going to be massive battles and everything, that means the maps are going to be bigger. And there's going to be more people who can play online, so you can't have three Warthogs in a map of 32 players. I mean, it's too many people walking around.
Like, I'm not talking a map where it takes 25 minutes to drive across, you know, Warthog, fly across. You know, maybe something like two Relics, or not two Relics, but or two containment maps put together. You know, you can have that big battle and fly people across. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have rocket launchers, make the vehicles destructible. You can lock on to, like, a tail section and say you can, like, kill all the guys in the back, or you hit an engine, it falls off, you crash to the ground, whatever, you know.
Right.
It's got to be balanced somehow.
Definitely. I mean, the one, you know, I shoot down a lot of this stuff. I'm like, nah, that sucks. Nah, that's lame. You know, but and I know you guys are like, dude, son of a... Man, I send in stuff and you just like say it's crap. But, you know, we still want you to send it in, honestly. I mean, because it's even if we might say it's crap, Bungie might say, hey, that's a good idea. And, you know, it might turn out to be a good idea if they balance it right. So keep sending stuff in, man. But one thing I do very much agree with is having some kind of mass transport vehicle and having bigger games to where there's more people in the game. And being able to do that with is one of the ways of being able to do that effectively is having a mass transport vehicle where you can mount like a full scale attack in one shot.
Yes.
You know, in that way. And there's ways to take them down and there's ways to avoid people trying to take you down. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure in my opinion, I really think Bungie is working on this in some way. And I think it's just, you know, a matter of what it's going to be, you know, whether it's going to be the Pelican or whether it's going to be something else. I think it's going to be really interesting, definitely.
Yep. Definitely can't wait.
Let's move on to, let's go to Brent Gamer, Laird, and then let's move on to games, other games that Halo Freaks play.
Okay.
Yeah, I like this one.
I kind of requested to do this one. This is just on the list. Okay, Brent Gamer says, Halo 3 will indefinitely change the way we play Halo 3 in one or another. But what if Bungie put minigames into the epic conclusion of the Halo series? Yeah, it'd be pretty lame, but here are some of my ideas on the Halo 3 minigames. You know what, dude? Don't say it's lame until we think it's... you know, Bungie might think it's a good idea. Okay, sorry.
Exactly.
Marine tea parties. Everyone knows that the only thing Marines love more than popping a cap is excuse me a second, I can get my composure back. I was just kind of laughing. Popping a cap in some elite's head is drinking tea in a social setting.
Well,
sorry. I'm trying not to laugh.
Some classical music, you know, Mozart.
And he's like, Governor, this is very proper, you know, kind of deal.
Governor, this is proper.
With the pinky
up. That's how they talk, dude.
That's right.
Governor, this is proper. Someone assassinated us, an elite. And, it was very confusing.
Okay, continuing on, playing as Sergeant Johnston in the party, you must chat it up with some of your fellow Marines while sipping tea by playing a text-based minigame, similar to Truth or Dare. You can choose to...
Would you like truth or would you like dare?
This is, if this game gets made, it's gonna replace Uno, you watch.
Truth or dare?
You
oh man.
You can choose to either talk or walk, but watch out. One wrong move could embarrass you in front of your entire squad for life. As he goes on. If you screw up, it should like say, you know, you just got dissed by like, you know, crazy
so
shrimp
the third.
Crazy shrimp ninja pirate.
The third.
There you go. Okay, then he's got another one here.
I'm from a long line of Humphreys.
His other.
Oh man.
He's like, shut up, guys, I'm trying to tell the truth.
All right, dude, go ahead, man.
He's got a second game type here called Cortana's Whorehouse. And,
That's not what it says.
Yes, I'm sorry, it's Cortana.
You're fired.
I'm sorry, I'm packing the bags up. It's Cortana's Horse Adventures.
That was a Freudian slip right there, man.
That could be another game type, but let's talk to Bungie about that.
Go ahead, man. Good luck.
Anyways,
that'll beat the hot coffee mod, definitely. Man.
Sorry about that slip of the tongue. It was not intentional, I swear.
Do you always call horses whorehouses?
Sure.
Horses might not like
look
that
at
very
all the
much.
Whorehouses.
Who are you calling a whorehouse, man? I'm a horse. Anyway,
okay.
go ahead.
Cortana isn't going rampant in Halo 3 as people expected. She's just hacked into the Barbie horse adventure. That's not horror adventure, that's horse adventure, guys. Emulation must play her way out. Emulation and must play her way out of the game to continue to talk cryptic and meaningless sentences forever. Based solely on Barbie's horse adventure engine, this minigame will force you to play...
There's a whole engine around that? Oh, nice.
I don't know, apparently, just to get you to the rest of the way game, Bungie is out to get you.
Wow.
All right. That's cool, man.
Okay. Oh, man. Be careful.
Yeah. I like your game type better, dude.
Cortana's more house adventure.
Oh my god.
So let's see, you got Cortana, you got the female Marines, you got like Miranda Keys. All right, yeah, and you just show up, you're the Master Chief for Johnson. Johnson comes in and
forget
like,
anyway.
He takes down his pants.
Moving on, for the sake of the kids.
Cortana's like,
think about the children,
head.
Guys. Think about the children.
Oh,
sorry.
I love your helmet, Naga.
Something like that.
Oh, God.
Sorry, where were we going down to?
Moving on, down to the... the other games that Halo freaks play,
like this freak over here.
Way down there.
Yeah, I'm
scrolling. We have a lot more, guys. Some really good ones, too. Check them out in the show notes.
Oh, my God.
We're just plain not going to get to them. Otherwise, you guys would be sitting here like, you guys talk too long. Come on.
I'm still scrolling.
I know, me too, man. I'm sitting here. Yeah, intermission right now, so.
Yeah, right? Some more, though.
Intermission by Sir Humphreys the Third.
So who's going up first?
I guess I'll start off. Go ahead.
Okay, good. All right, other games Halo freaks play. And Dr. 120 strikes again. He says, I play Counter-Strike on Xbox and Call of Duty 2, which is probably the best 360 shooter out right now, even though it's been out for a while. Anyway, thanks a bunch, guys. You're welcome. Call me if you need anything in the digital art category. I remember Counter-Strike very well.
This guy's offering a service. Can you draw me up a Cortana's Warhouse?
Oh, man, dude.
No, I'm just kidding,
come
dude.
Come on.
Remember, send that to...
There's little kids listening. Think of the little kids.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to... We all know the FCC is just going to come in now. Like, shut
like
down.
You're banned. Yeah, right. You're screwed. You are
yeah, Counter-Strike, I remember back in the days when we all picked up Counter-Strike and we're like, this is going to be the best game. It's going to take over Rainbow Six 3.
Yeah.
And after about 2 days, we got sick of it.
Why? Because, like, I always see it in the... in the like bargain
top
bin,
played.
It's like freaking $5 at like EB Games or something.
And... Well, I played the original on the PC, which was
version 1.4 or whatever.
Yeah, and to me that was such a great game that the Xbox version was a huge letdown.
So real quick, how does it compare to Counter-Strike Source?
Anybody? Graphic wise, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you can't compare the graphics, but I don't know. I mean, it just, there was just certain, it was like two game types you can only play, and then the best game type was kind of like assault. You know, you plant the bomb, and you got to defend and all that. But after a while, it just got stale because you couldn't do anything else. You couldn't do any kind of customization to it. So and they ran fast and you know,
never
got
tired
aiming.
And stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the aiming was, you know, awkward. So
So it's like
some
customs
people love
with
it.
Only one custom.
Exactly.
And only one game
so,
type.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was the two. There was the get the
and
terrorist.
The other one. Yeah, and the hostage. And,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, there was no new maps and nothing that came out, so it was like, yeah. I was like, forget about it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well.
And it's backwards compatible for the 360 now, in case anybody wants to play it. So.
Is it worth $5? That's what I want to know.
Sure. It's $5, man. Come on.
Yeah.
It's like a cheeseburger
if,
or something.
And I know there's people that are still playing it, so yeah, you'll definitely find a room.
Cool. I mean, I just went back to going and playing Rainbow Six 3, you know, since I've been getting a little tired of Halo 3. I've just been going back to my old Tom
Halo
Clancy
3.
Games.
You've been playing Halo 3? What?
Halo,
what?
Halo 2.
Oh, we got
Halo 2.
Oh, you've been playing Halo 3. You got to tell us about it.
Hey, we're on the Halo 3 show. Sorry about
that. He's like, oh.
What kind of vehicles are in it? What kind of weapons are in it? What kind of game modes are in it? Tell us.
I mean, I'll do it. I'm going to
Come
kill
on.
You.
There's going to be a blue and a brown blob.
What? You were here first.
He's like, guys, my computer's crashing.
Hello, can you hear me? Skype must be messing up. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Yeah, Rainbow Six 3 is a classic.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I love
Terrorist
that
Hunt. Best game ever type.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a great game.
Sorry, someone's up now.
Definitely. Okay, on to Darth Balls 45, who says, hey, guys, I just thought I'd let you know about Battlefield 2 Modern Combat. Woo! For the Xbox and Xbox 360. Pretty much no difference between the two. I haven't gotten around to Champagne or Campaign Mode because some of you guys know what I'm talking about. Because the Xbox Live Play is really fun. There are vehicles like tanks, choppers, and Humvees to drive, which is really fun to do. There are different soldier classes you can choose from, for example, Sniper or Special Ops. The sniping is much, much different than Halo 2 sniping, but you should get used to it pretty well. We'll just thought I'd share another fun game with you all. Thanks, DarthBalls45. So,
thanks, cool. Brother.
Right on, man.
Yes, I just got that game recently, and it's pretty complex as compared to Halo 2, because the different character types, it doesn't have the party system. So there's a lot of things that are more difficult as far as community-wise to...
Yeah, it's hard to communicate with a big party.
Right. You know, like, apparently like... I haven't done a lot of multiplayer with it, but I was talking to Captain Kronk, and we were talking about how if you want to meet somebody, like, instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to start a room and you're on my friends list, so I'll just invite you, you have to, like, say, okay, I'll meet you over at America Room 45. Or something like that, and then you have to, you like, go into the room, but the thing is, you can't, like, say the room is invite only, so you just have to, like, go into this room and hope that they get there before it fills up.
Exactly.
Which is kind of lame.
Yeah. Which is based off its PC counterpart.
Right.
So.
But there's all kinds of cool things in it, you know, you got tons of weapons, you got tons of vehicles, you got helicopters with missiles and all kinds of crazy stuff, so it looks like it's a lot of fun. I'm still
missiles.
Getting into it.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Whoops.
Oh, sorry. Ares 925. Sorry, did I say that? Ares 925 says. The hell? Sorry, I'm just.
Sorry, man.
Somebody watching TV?
Yeah, put the football game on. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, let's do that again.
I want to watch the volume. Yeah.
Ares 925 says.
Although it was a good play. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Fourth and down. Sorry. I play Oblivion. If you have some other games I play are Oblivion. If you have a 360 but don't have this game, you are not a gamer and should be shot. Well, you know, I don't have a 360 and I'm a gamer. I'm a little insulted. I think.
Okay, well, stand up against that wall over there, and here's a blindfold.
Well, wouldn't you be shot too, since you're still on an Xbox One?
Well, I don't have a 360. Oh,
me neither. I don't have one either. Okay, anyways,
right,
I also play Astroprop. It is an excellent and unpredictable puzzle game on Xbox Live Arcade. You know, I'm feeling shunned by my fellow gamers. They're all like, "Yeah, man, the 360 is the greatest thing ever. You suck because you're on an Xbox." It's still all about the Xbox, man.
Dude,
all know that.
I'm still on Xbox One and loving it because, you know
exactly.
What, now the 360 games have come out and the 360 and everything, I mean, games are so much cheaper for Xbox One. You can get them at the freaking bargain bin for like $10, dude. And you still have online play, you still have matchmaking in Halo 2, you still have all this crazy stuff, so, you know, whatever. I mean, really, I will get an Xbox 360, so, you know,
eventually,
relax. I know that there's a lot of great things about it, but, you know, right now it's pretty expensive in my mind, but...
Yep. Well, one of the things was I was really surprised when I walked into, you know how they have those Xbox Live Platinum Classic games? You can actually get Halo 1 for under $20 now.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Brand new.
Yeah,
it's a couple years old, but I mean, Halo 1 for $20, that's a bargain.
Hey, perfect example is Battlefield 2. How much does it cost on the 360? What, like $60?
Yes.
And how much does it cost on Xbox? Like $20, dude.
$20. Yeah.
It's like a third of the price, and it's the same game except for like a slight,
play against,
you know.
No, actually, the single player has been vastly improved
really?
On the 360 version. Yeah.
Oh, that's good enough.
So there is a difference besides graphics and stuff like that.
Okay.
But you can still play all your friends that are on the 360 with Battlefield 2. You know, you can play against them still, just like in Halo 1 or Halo 2. You know?
Can you? I mean, I never. actually tried it, but yeah, that would be cool if you could actually do that.
So you can play Xbox versus 360?
From what I've heard, yeah, you can if the Battlefield 2 games.
Just well, if you can't, we'll maybe, probably hear about it. Like, no, you can't, you son of a...
Well, okay. Right now, one of the Giants is running for a long touchdown, so I'm trying to compose myself. But as a 360 owner...
Come on, Giants!
As a 360 owner, I got to say, yeah, it is $400 for the premium.
Right.
But the amount of features you get compared to the first Xbox, I mean, it's so drastic. I mean, some people could say, well, you know, I'm not going to get it because there's really nothing that's going to make me make me want it that bad. I can still stick with the Xbox first one. But then you start seeing the interactivity with fellow Xbox live gamers, and you know they got Battlestar Galactic now as the downloadable episode. So now they're getting TV episodes up for certain shows.
Oh, really? Kind of like iPod or something going on.
Mm-hmm. And it's free.
Right on.
And you're getting movie trailers, music videos, Artists of the Month.
Right on.
I mean, you're getting so much just on the Xbox Live portion. You know, besides the game. I mean, Xbox Live Arcade carried the Xbox for 6 months. And, you know, Texas Hold'em was out for the first 48 hours. It was free.
Oh,
and
no,
now the camera's coming out. I mean, it's definitely
too,
worth
man.
It. Yeah,
well, I'm Dead slowly... Rising, you know. I'm sorry.
I played that at my friend's place. Dead Rising, the demo, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm running the zombies over with the shopping cart.
Yeah, and you get a golf club and you put the golf ball on the floor
and the tee
and you swing
you
it. Yeah, you're
the
like,
face.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. So I mean, as far as games, I mean, yeah, just like any system, there's gonna be good games and bad games, but the Xbox Live portion is like turned up 3 extra notches. I mean, it's incredible what you can do right now.
Well, I definitely do not disagree with that, and I'm totally with you on that, in that I know the Xbox Live implementation is much more comprehensive, and yet not necessarily more complex. So that's a good thing, and I'm, you know, totally into that, and I know that it's basically an upgrade in that sense, and that's very cool. But the thing is that, you know, is it worth three times the amount of what an Xbox One cost plus games that are more than three times the amount? That's what I'm saying. It's like, in my opinion, it's not quite there yet. It's almost there. Because at first, I was like, no way, not a chance. You know, before it came out, I was like, ooh, neato. And then when it came out, I was like, no way. I mean, you're going to have to, like, punch people out to get it and hope you don't get robbed in the parking lot. And, you know, there's all this stuff. But, you know, and then plus it had software problems. It was crashing. It was falling apart. Mm-hmm. It was breaking. And everything else, and games were expensive, and you had to buy all those peripherals, and then you had the premium versus standard and everything else. So I had a whole bunch of gripes with it, right? But my gripes are slowly going away. There's like one by one, Xbox is really taking care of them. And that's a good thing, you know. I mean, I would have liked if they were already gone in the first place, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. At least they're working on it now, and I'm glad about that. So eventually I will get one. Gears of War may work, and if that doesn't, definitely Halo 3. So,
Gears of War is definitely the game right now before Halo 3 comes out. And there's also some sleepers out there like BioShock and you know, the Splinter Cell series. Hopefully the new Rainbow Six is coming out. It's going to, you know, bring back the old memories.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of games coming out that are, you know, potentially AAA titles. So we'll see.
Well, let's do one more and let's wrap it up.
Okay. All right, yo. Who's goes? Up? Oh, I do. All right, George Dizzle, he says, I play a lot of other games than Halo. Other than Halo, I pretty much play two other games actively. Guns the Duel, www.gunsonline.com.
With a Z.
With a Z. This game is very fun. Very fun and includes running on walls, using your sword and gun to do cool combos. But it also requires you to have a good micro. Having good dexterity with your hands and typing letters uber fast to do multiple combos. Guns with a Z is a great, fun game. Never heard of it. I'll definitely give it a shot.
I think it's a free online game on PC.
Yeah.
one of those MMORPGs or whatever it is.
I think it's more of a kind of a SBS slash close combat kind of game.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. I'll definitely give it a shot. The other game I actively play is Ragnarok Online.
RIO.RagnarokOnline.com.
The official servers for it cost about $12 a month. So to avoid that, you can play a private server, which is illegal.
No, it is
legal.
Oh, which is legal. Sorry.
It's funny how two letters can make all the difference, man.
Yeah, right. Read carefully, and can have as much as a couple of thousand players at a time. Wow. Ragnarok is a very fun MMORPG, multi-massive online role-playing game. You get to start out your character with a few stats. Then you change to one of many various classes, such as archer, wizard, swordsman, merchant, and so on. Once you play on that class, you get a high, and you go to a high enough level, you can change to another class that leads on from the first class you choose. For example, if you are an archer, you become a hunter or a bard. If you were a swordsman, you become a knight or a crusader.
Oh, cool.
Both of these games are very fun, and I urge you to try them out. Guns, with a Z, the duel is free, and so is Ragnarok Online. If you play on a private server, of course. If you have any questions, just private message me on the forums.
Jor Dizzle.
Thank you very much, Jor Dizzle.
Thanks for coming.
Gracias.
And our pocket rocket just flew by.
Yeah, you heard that, right?
Yeah. Nice. Okay, well, wrapping it up, unfortunately, we don't have time for the rest of them, as many as there are. And there's lots. If you guys want to check out all the rest of the Halo 3 info and all of the other games that Halo Freaks play, check them out in the show notes. They're either in the lyrics field for your iTunes stuff in the music. So if you had an iPod Nano, you can just press on the button and you can check that out. Or you can check them out on podtaggear.com. We have more info there. So wrapping it up, guys, tune in next week for the tips show where we're going to cover Map of the Month, Lockout, and lots of general tips to help you level up and stay there.
Nice. Send in your tips, etc., to podtaggear@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. This next week, we're looking for our gameplay tips for levels 25 to 35 and up, and tips for the Map of the Month Lockout, so send it on in. We'll also be breaking the map down into depth for the game type, by game type.
Yeah. Nice. We ask for new stuff for the show every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. They're great. We have some of the most active game forums on the web. We also have tournaments and other events going on every week. Lots of events going on right now. And that is an understatement.
Yeah, really, man. Lots of stuff to participate in, and we have some majorly active forums there. I mean, they're updated, you know, more than every second. So, in my opinion, that's pretty darn active. Anyway, so yes. Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. Yeah. We play these back once a month on the Customs and Collins show. So check that out, too.
Yes, do it.
Come on.
And shout outs to Logan Payne, who recently ran a Podtacular marathon. He listened to the show, listened to every single episode of Podtacular from beginning to end in a very short amount of time. Wow. How long did it take him to do that?
I don't know. I think it was somewhere around a week or maybe more.
Wow. But
dude, he was
nice.
He was saying that he was like really sick of my voice after maybe like episode 35. Like, I'm not enough.
I think I read somewhere on the forums he did it in something like 75 hours or something like that.
Oh my gosh! He put blog posts about it everywhere, and he put a forum topic when he was done. Somewhere. Oh man, that's intense,
that guy's
man.
Your hardcore number one fan.
Yeah,
he's like the man.
Number one fan. Is he gonna break my ankles now?
We call the small one on the floor Bitey. That's his new name, Bitey.
No, man, that's pretty amazing. That's quite an accomplishment. I commend you for that. I know I couldn't listen to my voice for that long. I can't imagine how someone else could.
I can't listen to my voice for more than 5 minutes, so I don't even think I'm going to listen to next episode. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just ask my wife, and she'll tell you how long. Stanley's
pretty. She's like, go play your games.
Play your games, honey. Just leave me alone. Oh, man.
All right. I guess I'll do it. Thanks to Cyclonic for editing the audio this week. You're going to do a great
job. Cyclonic. Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Okay, so until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am Sir JVP.
And I'm Laird, that guy that no one knows about, but soon you will. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks for all the help, man. You've done a lot for
us
recently.
Man. It's not over yet. I'm going to get you guys some more stuff. Well, we'll see what that is in the future.
Keep on fragging torch.
Remember that disposable income, you know? Hey,
yeah, man. If you want to dispose of it, I got this mailbox in the front of my house. It's kind of like a trash can.
Do you guys accept bottle caps or pieces of string?
Is that what you call income? Is that what they pay you, EA? Nice.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
some job you got
money.
There.
It's Canadian Monopoly money. You know? if I try giving you that, you walk into a bank and they're like, no, this is fake. Why is a picture of my mother on your money?
You walk out with like a trash bag full of bottle caps and string. You go to the grocery store and they're like, that'll be 14 bottle caps and 3 pieces of string, please.
That's right.
Oh, man, all you hear is...
They're like trying to untie strings. Sorry, I'm just, you know, they're not, they're kind of, people behind you in line are like, oh gosh, untying a string.
Oh, we got a battle cap. No. Yeah.
Okay.
No. All right,
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. I'll be on live soon. Yeah, man. Keep on fragging
trucks.
Windy boats.
The Giants just scored a touchdown, yeah! Oh, never mind.
Keep on fragging igloos.
Ah! Eat yellow snow.
Hey, you guys heard about what a Canadian beer fridge is? It's called, when it snows, we just like open our door and throw the beer into the 6 feet of snow that's barricaded our house in. That's all we do, man.
Whatever works. Alright,
later.
Bye.
Later.
There's only one thing left to say.